LA Mayor Garcetti announced the funding of an initiative to better coordinate rapid response teams and the LAPD in tackling domestic violence. He also announced the launch of the city's first program to help end elder abuse. Vanessa Okoth-Obo brings us up to speed.
It's a real honor to stand here today, surrounded by partners in our struggle against domestic violence. I'd like to recognize, first and foremost, somebody who's been a great leader locally, state, and then now locally again.
Crime statistics show that Los Angeles is safer overall now than it was in the 1950s. But the number of reported cases of domestic violence, assaults, and sexual abuse has gone up. There has also been an increase in reported incidents of elder abuse. The Department of Justice and Verizon teamed up to give more than $1 million to better train police staff and domestic abuse response teams, or DART, to work together to stop this trend. Susan Strick, the city's elder abuse prosecutor, said the training will boost some of the measures already in place.
There's work being done. This training of law enforcement just gives us an extra opportunity to make sure that people understand the nuance of elder abuse and the codependency of elder abuse and the vulnerability of our elders in the city of Los Angeles.
Garcetti said that a combination of DART and LAPD officers when responding to reported crimes works best. Collaboration between the two groups will lead to more efficient emotional assistance and security on the scene.
We have DART coverage of every police division, but to put a DART team in every single police division. It's been a goal of mine since I was a council member, and we've seen some steady growth, but until we have one actually assigned to every single station, I think we won't have as robust a system as possible.
Some wondered whether the funding would be shared with organizations that work on the front lines of domestic abuse. Jaleesa Lendo, program director at Amanecer Community Counseling Services, helps victims of domestic and elder abuse often and collaborates with the LAPD.
When it comes down to the nonprofit agency such as myself, the money, we really don't see it. It becomes a struggle for us to get funding. The money's out there, but we don't get to see it. I wish we can, because the need is out there. Client services are required, and we can have an additional funds and additional staffing if we had more money. But I don't get to see it, unfortunately. I don't know where it goes.
A change in the way elder abuse is defined has led to an increase in the number of reported incidents. Law enforcement officers and prosecutors will be trained to identify and support older victims of domestic violence. Vanessa Okoth-Obo, Annenberg Radio News.